Researchers are preparing to use liquid nitrogen to create a frozen semen bank. They're also trying to come up with a new super bee subspecies that could thwart the phenomenon called colony collapse disorder. To extract semen from a bee, you need a powerful microscope and petite glass tubes. Steve Shepard chairs WSU's Department of Entomology. He says the project will build a genetic library of sorts to expand the diversity of traits breeders can draw from.
The genetic material that breeders have to work with is only the material they have in their beehives. Whereas if you think of cattle breeding, you know, there are thousands of bulls or possible ancestors that breeders can go back to. You can breed basically across time.
Shepard will be collecting bees in the European Alps and in the United States for the project. I'm Anna King in Richland.